This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to begin talking about, it seems to me, moving forward in some kind of unified fashion to deal with some of the racial stress, hatred, fear, misunderstanding that is plaguing our country right now. President Trump is going to make a stab at moving in that direction tomorrow. And we will see about the executive orders that apparently he is talking about and the positive moves he means to make. But the situation in Seattle, it seems to me, is particularly illustrative of what not to do. What not to do is to simply say that because people are sincere, because there are true inequalities between white and black, we are no longer going to have any rule of law. And that we're no longer going to have any leadership. The Seattle police chief, whose name is Carmen Best, and I think she's trying to work her way out of the situation she's in, where there are now seven blocks of the city that are, quote, occupied, supposedly controlled by people who do not acknowledge the authority of local law or state law or federal law, for that matter. She was on Face the Nation on CBS. Listen to Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best.
What is happening in this so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone?
Well, there are people who have occupied the area. My understanding is they've actually changed the name to the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest Area. There are a lot of folks there, a lot of differing objectives and agendas of people who have congregated into the area. One of our real challenges there is trying to determine who is a leader or an influencer that seems to change daily. I know that many of our city officials and others are trying to establish some sort of communication with someone who can give us some direction about what the intent is and how we might move forward.
Okay, that the idea that you're waiting for somebody to talk to. The difficulty here, of course, is that the Seattle City Council basically is monochromatic, and I don't mean here racially, I mean here ideologically. The Seattle City Council ranges from a crazy socialist belief that the workers should run Boeing and that they would build airplanes more reliably on their own rather than having any management at all, and basically, from that to the very, very far extremes of the left wing of the Democratic Party, there's nothing in the city council to say that, okay, right now you have a bunch of people who have driven the police out of a precinct house. You have boarded up businesses. You have boarded up windows. You have people camping on the street. And, of course, the mayor says it's a summer of love, and all of it is like a street festival, and it's also joyous. The answer is not some kind of federal intervention. That would be a disaster. It would be legally dubious. It would be a disaster politically. It would be a disaster on the ground. But the answer is for the mayor and the police chief and maybe even the sheriff of King County, all of whom are liberals, to stand up together and say, okay, police are coming back to the East Precinct. We're taking back our police station. And we want to do that. We are certainly willing to meet with people and to hear their complaints. But to do that and then to allow these businesses to function, for goodness sake, the difficulty here is that people who don't live in Seattle don't understand. Capitol Hill is not a rundown neighborhood. There are some very beautiful apartment buildings. There are beautiful condominia that have come up new, and they just built the idiot light rail, which cost, the light rail has cost us more than it's cost to operate the police department for, let's see, $400 million. It's like for 20 years. And the light rail does nothing. Though there's a big new light rail station in Capitol Hill. There are people camping out now to show protest who have occupied Cal Anderson Park, which is named after one of the very first, I believe he was the first, Cal Anderson was the first gay citizen to be elected to the state legislature. Capitol Hill, for people who don't know Seattle and some people who are listening right now, including our new listeners out in Aberdeen, Washington, Capitol Hill has something of a reputation as being a center for the gay community. And how does any of this continue in the midst of this chaos? The one thing that Americans need more than anything else is to come out of this locked down economy, both to deal with the coronavirus and the threat of the coronavirus, and to begin to get our economy going again. This damages both. This damages both. There's an email that came in from Rapid City, South Dakota, from Matthew. And I want to share it with you because I think he speaks for what a lot of people are feeling. And it is contradictory to what Reverend Perryman was saying earlier in the show. Matthew from South Dakota says, I've been a medhead since 2011 when I got orders to deploy to Afghanistan and found I couldn't listen to you on the radio while in theater. Go figure. I love being a part of the Medhead family and strongly suggest it to anyone looking for a moderate, truthful voice. Thank you. I started my career in law enforcement a while ago and starting to contemplate that if a white officer gets called to a scene which involves a black suspect, they immediately leave and go back to patrol. The Constitution does not create affirmative duties on governmental officials, so there's no duty to protect citizens from third party actors. And he cites a case, Castle Rock versus Gonzalez. The only time government officials have a duty to protect people is when they are under our custody, so we have created or enhanced the danger to ourselves. I believe strongly that Black Lives Matter, Michael, and I want to see justice for George Floyd. Where there was an obvious duty by those Minneapolis police officers to protect him. But the war that BLM has waged on cops wanting to defund us and keep us away from their communities, I don't see another choice for us to take. And Matthew, I feel your pain. I understand what you're talking about, especially when you look at the haste with which any unpleasant encounter is going to be blamed on the white police officer. But I can only tell you this, that if you are found to discriminate against black people who call for the aid of a police officer, or if you're found to leave because there is a black suspect because somebody else has called you for aid, I think you might be in violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which was just featured and reinterpreted by our Supreme Court in a disastrous decision. There's something that that Justice Alito wrote that I do want to share with you, and it's exactly what's wrong with this and why it relates very possibly to what a lot of people have hoped for, which is a revisiting of Roe v. Wade. I don't think that's going to happen. We will get back to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the college campuses that we truly need, is Grove City College in western Pennsylvania. And it is a fabulous campus. It's a beautiful campus. I've been there more than a dozen times because you keep coming because of the outstanding faculty, because of the student body, because of an annual conference that they put on every year except this one. And the guy behind that is Professor Paul Kengor, who is a professor of political science at Grove City. And he is he's also a wonderful historian with one book after another that is readable and worth looking at. You should check out some of those books. They're posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. There's a banner for the Institute for Faith and Freedom that Paul Kengor heads at Grove City. Paul, let me ask you this, because as a historian, very often things happen in our world, and you say, yeah, that reminds me of. Can you think of any precedent at all for this nationwide response calling to either dismantle altogether or to defund our police services? Has this ever happened before or anything like it?
You know, Michael, I think it's the worst it's ever been. I was talking to R. Emmett Terrell Jr. from American Spectator, and he founded that magazine in 1967, and he had just written a nice piece on 1968. I actually wrote a piece on 1969, and I asked him, I said, look, in fact, he met Bobby Kennedy a few weeks before Bobby Kennedy was shot. By the way, you were there when Kennedy was shot. Yeah, which is an amazing thing. I don't know how many of your listeners know that. So how ironic I would mention this to you. But I said to Terrell, I said, look, you lived through the 60s. You were in college in the 60s. You started the magazine in the 60s. Was it worse in the 60s? And he said, no. He said, this is the worst it's ever been. And I think, too, I mean, part of it, Michael, is that social media fuels it. It's so easy to stir up a mob today, right? You don't have to, you don't need SDS or a group like New Mob, right? The New Mobilization Committee
to
end the war in Vietnam. Yeah, they don't need to take a year from meeting in Cleveland in 1966 to pull off a rally in New York City in April 1967. You can have your protest march by 8 o'clock tonight just by using phones. And also, too, the way that it morphs in terms of what they're protesting. So 3 weeks ago, they're protesting George Floyd's death, rightly so, in Minneapolis. And then 3 weeks later, they're tearing down a statue of Columbus. And what does that have to do with George Floyd? It's the same city. And also, too, if you're not in favor of a Black Lives Matter position of defunding the police, or if you're not in favor of burning down a local police precinct, and especially in cities where half the cops are Black, then you're insensitive to the killing of George Floyd. So it's really just, there's a sort of vitriol and anger and emotion, and in many cases, irrationality today that, I don't know, you lived through the 60s, but to me it seems like just the sheer rage today and the lack of direction and where we're going, the outcome, the goal, it seems worse to me today than any time before.
It is worse, without any question. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Nobody knows exactly how much we're going to lose on our gross domestic product this year, but it's going to be a lot. 2020 has been, because of the pandemic, a disastrous year economically. You have 20 million people who lost their jobs. Okay, 1968, for all the terrible things that were happening, was a booming year. We had our national growth rate was 5% that year.
Wow.
Despite all the riots and despite the assassinations and despite everything else. Which is why the election was as close as it was, because the economy was humming along. The economy is not exactly humming along right now. I hope it gets better. But and you're right. In the 60s, there was the issue of the war, and then the issue of racial injustice, and of course that issue made particularly painful because of the assassination of Dr. King. But all in in 1968, but there was also a feeling then that you could resolve it politically. That's why kids like me, I took a leave of absence my junior year in college and went out and worked in the Robert Kennedy campaign. There were many, many more further left kids who worked in the Eugene McCarthy campaign.
Right.
And basically had a president who resigned. Now we have a president who is fighting for re-election. I don't see any evidence that any of this energy out there is being transferred into political activism, do you?
Well, and also, too, with McCarthy and Bobby Kennedy, you had leaders in the Democratic Party that were so much more responsible about this, right? I don't think you would have seen them all gathering like Nancy Pelosi did in the nation's capital to take a knee in front of a bunch of statues. And as much as people were protesting so many different things in the 1960s, I don't think they were literally sawing off heads of Columbus. Or I remember this when I was in Ventura or Santa Barbara, California, a couple years ago. We went to one of the beautiful Santa Barbara missions, and there's a statue out there to Junipero Serra, who was one of the founders of the missions, was the founder of the missions in California. And about a week after I left, they had spray painted it with red, and they had somehow managed to cut the head off of it, which makes me wonder, Michael. I mean, it's hard work to cut the head off of a bronze statue.
Do you know how to do that? Father Serra was a Franciscan, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And he was the one who founded basically California, if any one person did, by planting the missions everywhere and walking the whole length of California. It's an amazing story.
Yes.
And at one point, California had submitted him to Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. Is he one of the statues that Nancy Pelosi is trying to get rid of?
Well, I don't know if she is. Actually, I doubt she is because of her California connection. But I know.
Yes, and also her Catholic connection.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there is a statue to him in the Capitol building. I know that. But people, here's how ignorant we are of Western civilization and our past. San Francisco, folks, is named for Saint Francis, right? Santa Barbara is named for Saint Barbara. Ventura, which I just mentioned, is actually San Bonaventura, Saint Bonaventure. Santa Clara, St. Clair. People don't even know this today.
Los Angeles is the Angels, and it's been inhabited by angels ever since, right? Paul Kenger, always a pleasure. We'll try to make sense of the unprecedented times in which we live. You can do it with Paul's assistance. Go to the banner at our website for the Institute on Faith and Freedom of Grove City College. We will be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says on Tuesday he's signing an executive order dealing with police reforms.
We're going to have some solutions, I think some good solutions, and some of it, as you know, it's about great people. We need great people in our police departments, and we have mostly great people. I would say that. I would say that with certainty. We have mostly great people. I know so many of them, law enforcement. But we will do better, even better, and we're going to try and do it fast. So we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We're going to have a news conference tomorrow. We have a lot of law enforcement coming in and others.
The Supreme Court saying they will see out of cases involving immunity for police officers, at least for now. That word came from the highest court on Monday. A longstanding legal doctrine makes it difficult to sue police for police misconduct. The Dow on Monday gained 157 points. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show. I just love the writing in the dissent by Justice Samuel Alito. God bless him. He was joined in that dissent by Justice Clarence Thomas. God bless him especially. And people who haven't yet seen that wonderful documentary about Justice Thomas should watch it. It's called Created Equal. He, in writing about this decision by his colleague Neil Gorsuch, Justice Alito just does such a brilliant job. He says, there's only one word for what the court has done today, legislation. The document that the court releases is in the form of a judicial opinion interpreting a statute, but that's deceptive. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits employment discrimination on any of five specified grounds. You can't discriminate based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Neither sexual orientation nor gender identity appears anywhere on that list. For the past 45 years, bills have been introduced in Congress to add sexual orientation to this list, and in recent years, bills have included gender identity as well. But to date, none has passed both houses. Because no such amendment of Title VII has been enacted in accordance with the requirements of the Constitution, Title VII's prohibition of discrimination because of sex still means what it has always meant. But the court isn't deterred by these constitutional niceties. Usurping the constitutional authority of the other branches, the court has essentially taken H.R. 5's provision on employment discrimination and issued it under the guise of a statutory interpretation. What they're saying is the court is basically echoing what they tried to put through the House of Representatives, but couldn't do it. A more brazen abuse of our authority to interpret statutes is hard to recall. And this is the part I really love. The court's opinion is like a pirate ship. It sails under a textualist flag, saying we're just looking what the text says. But what it actually represents is a theory of statutory interpretation that Justice Scalia excoriated. The theory that courts should update old statutes so that they better reflect the current values of society. If the court finds it appropriate to adopt this theory, it should own up to what it's doing. Many will applaud today's decision because they agree on policy grounds with the court's updating of Title VII. But the question in these cases is not whether discrimination because of sexual orientation or gender identity should be outlawed. The question is whether Congress did that in 1964. It indisputably did not. He's so clearly right, it's appalling that six justices, including Neil Gorsuch and John Roberts, got it wrong. Let's go to Scott in Northern California. Scott, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the time. What I want to say is I don't think it's as bad as it was in back in like 68, 70, 80s when the crime rate was out of control. So I'm a law enforcement officer in Northern California, and my one-to-one citizen interactions are fine. 99.9% of them go very well. I've had a lot of support, say, hey, sorry, hope things get better for you guys, whatever. I had a gentleman buy me coffee on my last shift. And the reality is that we love our jobs. I know every law enforcement officer that works under me as a patrol sergeant, all my guys are in it for the citizens, and that's what we focus on. We got to clear out the politics, the Twitter, the Insta, whatever, get rid of that stuff and just focus on enforcing the law, focus on doing good policy and good police work. And I found that most of the citizens are supportive of that.
You know, I think you're right. I mean, people talk about a silent majority. And one of the things I've been thinking about is what a terrific response there would be, and I'd be very eager to be part of it, for just a national organization to answer some of these radical organizations that are attacking the police in defense of the police. Because I believe there have been very, very few policies, government policies, in the last 50 years that have really clearly worked. And what people call broken windows policing, the improvements in police services, the reduction of the crime rate so dramatically in the last 50 years, is really something we should be praising and saying thank you to the cops for. How long have you been in law enforcement, Scott?
21 years. And what I would say is you have to start at the local level, not the national. The thing that's been most upsetting to me is that, our local leaders, city councilmen, haven't said, hey, look, I understand you see them when they got their lights on behind you, but remember, usually the first people on the scene to a fire or medical emergency is usually law enforcement because we're already out patrolling our grids. So a lot of times I've gone to house fires, I've taken people out of house fires, car accidents where I've given birth to babies and assisted in that, which is a wonderful gift from God to me that I was able to be a part of that. And they forget that we are involved in a lot of things that they don't think of. You know, I've never had a firefighter show up to one of my 211 robbery calls. I've never had a firefighter show up to a burglary call, but we show up to their calls all the time. And I think if our local leaders say, look, I understand, look, if there's a bad cop out there, I want him gone, period. And I don't know a single person or single law enforcement officer who doesn't feel the same way who's straight. Because the reality is bad cops make it harder on us because they can infuse things and skew how we have to do our jobs and put us in rough positions. So if they would focus on the fact that we do a lot more things than just arrest people, I think maybe the citizens might do that. A law enforcement to get better is to bring people into the police station to show them, here's why we do things. These are why we have these policies and processes. And I'll say something right now. If you've got a better way of doing it, tell me. Cops love training. We train all the time. If you got an idea, I want to hear it if it's going to make me a better officer.
This is beautifully said, Scott. I hope you will stay in touch. And may God bless you for your service to your community and for your work on behalf of American civilization. You were mentioning the delivery of babies. This is a story I had promised to cover, and it's under the good news file. And yes, I'm particularly sensitive to it because of the birth of my grandson. But Kentucky sheriff deputies helped a mother deliver her new baby boy in a parking lot. Three Nelson County Sheriff's Office deputies in Kentucky helped a mother deliver a new baby boy on Friday. That's according to officials. Deputies Reese Riley, Levi Preston, and R. Downs headed just after 2:15 a.m. Friday to a parking lot on Colonel Cox Road in Nelson County after a man called 911 and said 911 and said his wife was in active labor. The sheriff's office said in a news release. As they responded to the scene, Riley contacted his sister, who's a registered nurse with CHI St. Joseph Health, Flagitt Memorial Hospital's birth center. The deputies learned the baby was going to arrive before the parents could make it to the Bardstown Hospital. And as they arrived at the parking lot, the mother was in active delivery of her baby. The deputy sprung into action. Riley began to assist the mother with the delivery while his sister remained on the phone and walked the deputy through the process as deputies Preston and Downs assisted. At about 2:37 a.m., the expecting couple were proud parents of a new baby boy. They should name him after one of those cops. I mean, it's a great story. And one of the things that it brings together is two of the professions that I think Americans show the most instinctive trust in and support for, which is law enforcement and nursing. This came from Glenn in Garden Grove, California. Says, Michael, I just finished reading your book, God's Hand on America. It was a fascinating read of our history for me until I came to the chapters on Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. The timing of reading these chapters during the COVID-19 lockdowns and BLM marches had me realizing that protesting and violence back in the 60s was maybe even greater than today, and we got through it by the grace of God. Thank you for writing this book and giving us examples of God's hand on our country and leaders that have the courage to carry out His will and His plans. God bless you and your family. Back at you, Glenn. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Michael Medved Show, a very creative and interesting email came in from Eric in La Jolla, California. La Jolla, one of the nicest neighborhoods, many would say the nicest neighborhood in San Diego. He says, regarding the bases, and talking about the struggle over naming of Army bases after Confederate losers, losers and traitors and incompetents and racists, yeah. Regarding the bases, Lieutenant Colonel Peters made some excellent points. You make an excellent point in that the South took up arms against the U.S. But the last laugh over this discussion may actually be the names of the Confederate generals used for the bases, i.e., most of them contributed to the North winning. He's talking about generals like Braxton Bragg, who was had nothing to, you'll probably say, brag about. He lost the Battle of Chattanooga. He lost. He was in seven major battles, lost every one of them badly. Is widely deemed the most incompetent general on either side. Why you name a base after him? He says, why would a military base be named for an incompetent general? Was it lobbied for by a small group? In active conciliation and trying to get the U.S. to heal? Did the U.S. decide to use a Confederate States of America general, but only those that actually helped the North through their incompetence? There's something strange going on here. Hadn't thought of that. Most of the generals were chosen because they had some local connection to where the bases were placed. And at the time, the southern states had John Stennis of Mississippi was the head of the Armed Services Committee of the Senate forever. I mean, for like 30, 40 years. And during that time period, they were able to mandate a lot of this Confederate naming. I think the time is up. Time is up. I'll tell you what else. Time should be up for Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. I mean, this member of Congress, she was on with Jake Tapper, who asked her a good question. Okay, you want to get rid of the police altogether. Just totally dismantle it. No more police. So who's going to enforce the law? Listen to her answer.
You've talked about the dismantling, the need to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. What takes its place? If you could just decree what takes its place. Who investigates crimes? Who arrests criminals? What happens?
Yeah, so Minneapolis unanimously just voted on a resolution that will engage the community on a one-year process of what happens as we go through the process of dismantling the department and starting anew. A new way forward can't be put in place if we have a department that is having a crisis of credibility, if we have a department that's led by a chief who's suited for racism, if we have a department that hasn't solved homicide. Half of the homicides in Minneapolis Police Department go unsolved. There have been cases where they've destroyed rape kits. And so you can't really reform a department that is rotten to the root. What you can do is rebuild. And so this is our opportunity, you know, as a city to come together, have the conversation of what public safety looks like, who enforces the most dangerous crimes that take place in our community.
Okay, when she says the chief of police is suited for racism, chief of police in Minneapolis is black. The attorney general of the state of Minnesota is black. I mean, honestly, this is a United States congresswoman. First of all, wouldn't it be better if she stayed out of local issues like that? But then again, when your entire reason for being is that you're a radical and you want to completely remake America, somebody else not quite in that category, because she has about 30 IQ points on Ilhan Omar, is Stacey Abrams, who is smart but also nutty in the position she's taking, especially for somebody who wants to be on the ticket with Joe Biden. She is not going to get that nod. She was on ABC with George Stephanopoulos speaking about the latest shooting in her home state of Georgia in Atlanta with Rayshard Brooks. Listen.
Activists are necessarily calling into question what's actually being done. And what I would say is that there's a legitimacy to this anger. There's a legitimacy to this outrage. A man was murdered because he was asleep in a drive-thru. And we know that this is not an isolated occurrence.
Okay. He wasn't murdered, and he wasn't killed because he was asleep at a drive-thru. He was asleep at a drive-thru. He was blocking the drive-thru at Wendy's because he'd fallen asleep in his car. Wendy's called the cops. They came out and talked to him. They have 25 minutes. You can watch it. They have 25 minutes of videotape footage of a very cordial, respectful conversation back and forth. They asked him to take a sobriety test. He failed. So once he fails a sobriety test, rather than allowing him to drive home, they're trying to put the cuffs on him and arrest him. And it was when they did that he scuffled with the police officers. He clearly resisted arrest. You can't say that he didn't. And he grabbed the taser gun, a stun gun, ran away with it. And then again, you can watch the video yourself. He ran away with the stun gun, and he turned around to fire it at the police officer. Didn't. But then turned around again, and when he turned around again, the police officer took him down. Wrong thing to do. Police officer's fired. But the idea that he was murdered because he was asleep at a drive-thru, I mean, one of the things that this brings up is, look, there are at least 10,000 black people who die every year through drug overdoses. Including very prominent people. Michael Jackson, remember? Prince, remember? Okay, it is a plague in the black community. There have been, every year for the last 5 years, there have been fewer than 100 black people who are unarmed, who are killed in encounters with police. Okay, that's a ratio of 100 to 1. If Black Lives Matter, and they do, you have to do something about the drug overdose pandemic. Who knows what the problem was with Rayshard Brooks? Let us go to a new film, a much ballyhooed new film with Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live. It was released for this weekend. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In real life, Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live lost his father, a New York firefighter, on September 11th. And now he's the writer and star of a bittersweet new comedy called The King of Staten Island.
It's fine being a fireman. It's fine if you don't have kids, because you don't know if you're going to come home or not.
That's Bill Burr of Breaking Bad playing another firefighter who's dating Davidson's widowed mother, played by Marisa Tomei. All of the performances in this occasionally very funny film are top drawer, a tribute to director Judd Apatow, who also co-wrote the movie. Pete Davidson's character is no doubt damaged goods, but so compelling that it's worth looking past the hideous tattoos. It's rated R for a bonfire of tough language and a few very graphic sex scenes that are gross rather than tantalizing. But the characters are so vivid, you'll stay with the film. 3 stars for The King of Staten Island.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Okay, again, be prepared. This is an R-rated film, and it's not for every taste, to say the least. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the statue war. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, yesterday, tore down a statue of Thomas Jefferson outside a high school. I mean, really? Are there any statues that are going to be safe? There are also reports now there's a prominent statue of a black hero that was torn down in retaliation. We'll tell you where tomorrow. There's also a stunning, rather disturbing new poll about American pride. How do Americans feel about American identity? And the results of this poll, I think, will help to shape some of our truly crucial decisions politically. And why should there be such a fluctuation? We will get to that. We will also get to a Christian call for reparations, a call that says that you cannot be, says Reverend Kelly Brown Douglas, you cannot be both Christian and white. Does that mean that if you want to become a Christian, you have to give up your white identity? Yeah, that's what she says. What does that mean? We will get to that next time on This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.